Okay. Yeah. So we're holding here, I guess, on the Amud Peites, the sort of small piece in the Rambam Chaf Gimel. Yema Hakina Vatayva Vavis Hakovitz. It's Mishnah Chaf Gimel in Perek Revi. Yema Hakina Taiva Vakovit Yitzias Sodom in Oilam Vumafsid. Kim Eila Midas Asman Hefsid Hadas Bechreach. So the Rambam in wherever he speaks about it, it's certainly more in Avuchim. It's a lot that any time a person loses, suffers some sort of loss in his midos, his seichel also goes with it. In other words, tfisa sichlis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where a person is teifis in yonim lamala, are not just intellectual exercise. And, you know, there is no problem for a person who's chasing teifis to do other chachmas. I mean, just might be some time constraints. If he's busy partying, it's hard for him to, to get his act together and studying. But there is no real... there's no real shortcoming. Over here, he says, so Mitzinas Adam in Olam means that he ends up losing, having no good that he has. So not so much Mitzinas Adam in Olam as dying because of it, as much as the person is not able to take anything with him from this world, so to speak. Next. So the Rambam says, so the Rambam says, it means the point is to tell and instruct all the deiris that will be born and they're not here. Hashem atu yeloidim v'yamusu, and those that are here and are going to die. Vasheyichyu achamoves, and those who will come back tchias hamesim. Deshayichlol hamad elashal shkitas shayotzev abori. So this understanding needs to encompass anything and anybody that's living, will live, has lived, and so on. V'omro v'dayim vasid lidoit. So it doesn't explain this much. Well, why is this such a grand statement of living and so on and so forth? That's how he's fataiches the words, but his pshat is going to be on a different akuda's main point. For Amr, v'adayim v'asid lidin rotziboy shua shefit ateis hakoil v'chaim u'moves u'b'shan yonah olam hazeh. He's the one that's the dayin and shefit everything. V'gamkin osid lispa shayichyo b'olam habo b'schar v'inish. So there's one type of din on this world and what a person deserves to get and so on, and then there is something v'lalosid lavoi. He said that HaKadosh Baruch doesn't take shochat, so now he's bothered with a problem. What exactly is the shochat that you could offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the Havamina? So he says, V'omru v'loi mikach sheichat, kim Hashem gavkin v'teira, shalisa pon yikach sheichat. It's a pasuk in the Torah, so how do you understand it? Ein in yona shalo yikach momen v'yat ha'din. Doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take cash. Kishtusi lishol men yisalam ashe tzofil bedimyon. I mean, to say things that don't even have a mokum in dimyon, that's obviously nonsense. There's no point even to make a statement like that. What currency do they use upstairs, and where's the account that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up here? V'omnom, inyonim ha-shibiru shelo yikach shochat ha-tovos, k'on she-yas adem elof tovos v'ro achas. Shochat means nothing obfuscates something else. If a person did 1,000 tovus and 1 ra, haray lo yimchok le'Hashem zoyis ha'avera l'rayv tovayso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not cross out the avera, even for the good that he did. B'yichosha elav tovus chosha achas o yoysa. And he's not going to say, okay, listen, so I'll pay you for 998 mitzvahs and we'll call it quit. He will punish him for this and reward him for those. In other words, every cheshbon stays the way it is. So even Moshe Rabbeinu, he did so many wonderful things. He got angry. There's a punishment for that. There's no weighing out one over the other. He rewarded Esav for being kibbutz aveim and Nebuchadnezzar for being mekabel Hashem. But so loy meshem Hashem when she's spoiled by Sanhedrin miGemara. It's interesting. The Rambam says we've seen it in his Igris that even if the people who converted to Islam are did wrong, but telling them that all the mitzvahs and averis are worthless from this point onwards is nonsense and it's wrong as well. There is no such thing as something being a free ride for averis. He says Yeravam will be held accountable for various rabbanim that he did also, even though he's a chayte machti and all the terrible things are said about him. There's a cheshman, there's a din v'cheshman, and everything. V'zeu inyan le'mas uponim v'isponim ba'omrei shal korchat. So that's how Rama learns up. There's no mas uponim shochad, meaning that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not accept anything that is a davar toiv in order to cover over a dvarim roim. Vizbeinin b'sha'omrei shal akarchat ha'noilad mashit starif elav. What's the next piece of akarchat ha'noilad? L'fishu zoche inyonim tivim ein b'chir l'adam behen shalem yoyim rakob l'shamayim. So he says the Tana is being madgish over here. All these alkarchachs, basically what he's saying is, I guess if I catch the flow correctly, there are things in the world that are alkarchach, and a person is not held accountable for it. But there's nothing else that a person will be. There's nothing else that a person is going to have a lack of control over. There are things like living and dying and mechulu. That's things that we say at Nabechira. But other activities are Nabechira, and that's why a person is a bar mishpat on everything else. By the way, I see here he brings in a comment from Igeres Taman. He says Yerov ben Nevot is going to be punished for the argolim that it was Choyte Machs Yisrael, and it's also going to be punished for not making a sukkah on sukkahs. There are no such inyanim of like, you know, well, he's such a Russia, what are you even trying to get from him? And he says they're going to be, but you know, he says they're going to for Erev Tavshilin, they're going to be Tovea from him. He says also in Igeres Hashmad that if a person that the Yesod of Komli Beravimene is only true in Dine Adam, not in Dine Shemayim. So by in Dine Adam, yes, Kamli Rabbanei is an appropriate hanhaga. It's not appropriate Dine Shemayim. There's one thing, I guess, though, that we should discuss a minute. There are two issues. One is, generally speaking, what is this person's din? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing him l'chaya olam or not? That certainly depends on Rov Averis and Rov Mitzvahs. That's the whole musig of a Rosh and a Tzaddik. So for that, there certainly is an inyan of Rov. But when you're talking about, does the Averi get lost in the shuffle because the person has done so many mitzvahs and stuff like that? That the answer is for sure not. There is no such thing as he's done so many averis, forget about it. That certainly doesn't exist. Okay, next up to Perek Hamishi. So it says, Dasar Ma'amaris Nivr Ha'ilam. In Testakel B'chom HaShebom Ma'ase Breishis, Vayoyme Vayoyme Timtsoim Tisha, U'Breishis Asiri. Ki Af Al Pi Shalai Pirshu B'milos Vayoyme. Even though you don't have the word Vayoyme over there, but Hareya Inyan Yoreh Olav. It's clear in context. Kilo Oma Vayoyme L'kim Yishamayim Varetz. Lefishem loyo yubim bli maima. Vayochol levate bria kula b'maima echad v'loima. Vayoyme l'kim yishamayim v'aretz v'kova maim v'seis aretz, and so on. V'omnom. So it's interesting. The Rambam does seem to mention that what could have been is a maimer that would have been one long maima that includes every word by from Prati. He doesn't say that he could have just said Vayoyme Yehi HaKoil. He says he could have said everything in one sentence. But Omnam Yichad Maima L'chol Sipur Lodiach Gdulo Zay Sametzis V'Shechlula. Bishemafsido mafsido vagodl, or metakta metakin davagodl, rotzelema bimafsido, asha yafsid nafshav liya shalom biminoi, veche mesakna mesakin nafshoi, kihi asha beyori tikuna vefsedo, ukila tas achas aklamet sias, asha boba asar mamoris, vajvan vefsiris kibrenu zeb. So the Rambam says over here that the reason why it's mentioned separately is to tell you how important and how chashuv it is, and therefore the person who is misaken or mafsid his nefesh, his own nefesh, is destroying so much more that's chashuv that's underneath him. But let's discuss the two nekudas that the Rambam here means to make. The first nekuda is that I can sometimes look at a subdivision as just being a mechanical item. I look around, I have a big room full of people, say the person sitting in the right row will now stand up and go to the front, the people sitting in the middle row, the left row, the back row. Those divisions are mechanical. They're not really of any significance, except I need to be able to break something down in pieces, I break down in pieces. There is also, l'mashal, I'm speaking to a mixed group of people, and there are people that are amateurs, and people that are professionals, and people that are this, and I say, okay, whoever has never had any Shaykhs to the senior, please stand up and we'll have a class about it. Whoever is experienced, I'll have a class about it, and so on. So over there, each group is a chashuv entity. It's not just a convenience sake because I need to break it up into smaller groups. I make groupings, but rather each group, so let's say a person is addressing Orthodox Jews and non-affiliated Jews and these type of Jews, each group is an important element, and you talk to them a certain way and so on. The world of Asarim Amorois, I could say that it's all one, really one Bria, but for convenience sake, I'm going to divide up the world into plants and flowers and fruits and animals and this and that, but all it is basically is just a convenient way so that I don't lump everything together, list the items. So that type of itemization would have been everything would have gone to one pasuk, because I'm simply itemizing for convenience sakes the chalakim of the bria. When there's a separate maimah for each one, it means that each category has its own mahus. It's each one is a world unto its own. It has its own shrashim lamala. The amira is sort of a shorish of its bria, and it's the highest shorish that we could think of, understand. And basically what I'm saying is that each shorish stands on its own because it has an amira on its own. So this world is be'etzem not a world, one world, but it's as if there are 10 worlds, 10 very separate worlds that are put together to make up this world. And if a person, that's point one. And then that's how he describes the difference between Asarim Amaris or not Asarim Amaris. Secondly, the Hefsid that we talk about, we're talking about a person being Mafsid himself and thereby being Mafsid the Bria. Very similar like by Noach, when the whole world was destroyed with him. It's all part of one thing. So therefore, the Bria itself it suffers the Hefsid if a person is Mafsid himself. And the Chshivas of the Bria, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by his own words, put in so many different elements into it, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own say-so, b'meila, this world is a Chasha world, and it magnifies the person's Toiv Ora that he did, if he did good, then he's done so much constructive. If you did bad chasron, he's done so much negative. Next piece is Asar Dvarim Nivra Ben Ashmashis. Kvar Zachartach Leperik Hashmini. So in the in the last perik of the Shmoneh Prakim, the Rambam said Krasavas Sheheim Layamina Bechidish Haratzen Ace Acha Ace, that Chazal didn't believe in the new recreation every minute. Als Vereshis Asias Advarm Husam Betivam Shesmim Kolma Sheyase. Bein Shehoya Adova Sheyase Tode, Vadova Tivi, Bein Shelitim Rechoikas Vamayfes. So let's talk about this a little bit. At first glance, it sounds as if it's not something that we believe in, but the Rambam is talking about something that we do believe in. The Rambam over there has an issue with I assume it's Muslim belief. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world every minute. What he means, creates the world every minute, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a new whim every minute. So, there's no rotzen kadum that he wants the world. But every minute, there's a decision that he's in a good mood today, now also, and he wants the world. And just like the Marshal imagines, somebody somebody contributes money. So every year I go, it gives a donation X, Y, or Z. So every year is a new Ratzon. It might be the same Ratzon as last year, but it's a new Ratzon. To say that about Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam holds is basically making a Kadosh Baruch Hu into a madman of sorts, because a normal person doesn't change his mind and act by whim. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod that will say that every minute there's a new ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rather wanted that a world come into being that is that has a certain permanence to it. It has a teva. It has also a yoytze min haklal, like a world of nisim. All of these are what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So whatever is in the teva is tadev, which what we call nature. So everything was there, it was written into it. Now, I don't know, I don't think it means that it's kilo, there was a timer set from the beginning, and boom, the yam went off at a certain moment. It means that there was something in the Bria of Mayim that allowed itself to be split for the need of going out of Mitzrayim, of course, in the yard and so on. And then he says, "Uksav hu atorah ksuv lefani v'salek meshama v'leneda eich." We know that the Torah is there, but what exactly means written, we don't know. V'omra ve'etna lachas luchas even v'atorah v'mitzah shekasaf te'roisam u'michta v'aksav asha luchas meshama v'michta v'michta v'kimu. V'shem atoimah. So then why these 10? This is something that implies everything in the world, every single maifis that ever happened. Plenty more maifisim. Da. What he means is that everything had to be put into the teva beforehand. That's true. So the fact that something would happen api derech hanes, that is in the teva, the thing itself. But what didn't happen was bein hashmashes. Ushar moitz on the husim teva davashasu by breishi asosay. L'mosha ayim ekebiyim asheni beisiz chalkus amayim husim betivim shibaki yamsev l'moyshe. Someone doesn't explain why these things have been ashmashes. explain why these nisim have been ashmashes. Someone's not explaining that. He's just saying that everything else was built in before. What's built in doesn't mean that it would, like on a timer, open up at this time. It means that it had within its teva the ability and whatever it is to be ne'eneh to Moshe Rabbeinu or to Yeshua and so on. The ubiyom avishnev hashemesh chutzim boshet tamed zon plenty b'mayim Yeshua lo chesham moifsim chutz me'el asora ve'im chutzim b'teva oisim advarim. Bein Hashmashes. These 10 were put into Bein Hashmashes. The other ones were put mitzad the Brias Ha'olam. And these are put in the Bein Hashmashes. Let's think a minute. Let's think a minute a little bit about what this could mean in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't explain why these are the Bein Hashmashes. Especially in the Rambam's logic, where it had to be done in mitzad the etzem mitzias hadaver, then in other words, something about the mitzias of the object itself needed to have an override. So the chorus should have been done at the right time at when it was created. That seems to be logical in the Rambam. It's also interesting, so I guess if we're asking ourselves what nisim are included here. So we have Piaretz, that's great, Pi Habe'er, Pi Hasen, Keshes, Hamon, Vamate. So I would assume the Mate would probably include all the nisim that happened in with Moshe Rabbeinu's Mate. I would assume that that's probably what it is, because if not, Kriyas Yamsuf is much bigger than Pi Habe'er. So why Kriyas Yamsuf? Why these? They're not the biggest, they're not the earliest. So I think the difference, I think using the Rambam's Mahalach of how these things, what happened over here, sometimes the Nes has to do with the Teva of the thing itself. So the there was a Teva, I don't know, let's take the yard and splitting for Yeshua, that has been built into the yard and so on. Because all these were items that had to be built into it as it was being created. And that's why it's not listed in this Mishnah. These 10 over here seem to be extraordinary. In other words, Piaretz doesn't really exist. A Metzias of Piaretz. The Mon, the Matter, all of these, I would understand. It's Bein HaShemashes is a time that draws from Shabbos and the weekdays equally. Shabbos is a world beyond. It seems as if these Nisim are Nisim that didn't have so much a shaykhis to the metzias of the object itself. What was needed was a metzias that's coming from somewhere else. That's what I would guess in the Rambam here. The Rambam's not explaining himself and doesn't say anything, so I'm really not in a position to make very intelligent statements. But Akoponim Ali Dabahu, the way the Rambam explains it, we really have and the Rambam says that the point of the Mishnah is to tell me which things were created Bein HaShemashes and which things were created in each day which they created Bein HaShemashes. So what's the what exactly is the difference? Why dafka these? So I would try to incorporate some of the havana that the other svarim give, that these things are miyuchad in some way. These things have some sort of yichud in terms of their metzias. They are shayach more to Kedusha Shabbos, to the sense of another world landing in this world, than a weakness in the Teva of some particular object. Okay, any questions? Yeah.